USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New York's decision to modify its return to work COVID protocols to 5 days for essential workers received support from Dr. Anthony Fauci on Monday. Alfredo Guzman from the Kosher Marketplace in New York City tells NBC4 this is a good policy.
This is the best thing that we can do. It's just a peace of mind for us as a person, and also it's a peace of mind for our co-workers.
As the rain was coming down in Southern California last night, emergency personnel responded to reports of a small plane crash in El Cajon, California, about a 20-minute drive east of San Diego. The plane was headed to nearby Gillespie Field. Authorities did not indicate where the plane originated or how many people were on board, but did say there were no survivors. Nobody was injured on the ground, but one home was damaged, and roughly 2,500 homes lost power from the crash. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that's shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing. If you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A truck driver involved in a deadly pileup on I-70 in Colorado may get his sentence reduced.
A judge in Colorado is setting a resentencing hearing for a trucker with a more than century-long prison sentence. Rogel Angulara Mendaros was sentenced to 110 years for crashing his semi-truck into stopped traffic in 2019. The case gaining nationwide attention when individuals from truck drivers to celebrities called for changes. Judge A. Bruce Jones agreed to schedule the resentencing hearing for January 13th. Jones also making it clear during the original sentencing that he didn't agree with the severity, but was bound by law. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The James Webb Space Telescope rocketed away Saturday. The observatory will look back in time 13.7 billion years as the distant light is now reaching Earth. The telescope will trail our planet by 1 million miles as it too will orbit the sun. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Peter Navarro, former director of the Office of Trade and Manufacturing Policy, gave Newsmax last night his opinions on COVID-19 therapies.
I got really upset listening to Dr. Bhattachary here. That was not a profile in Courage, because you asked him right out about hydroxychloroquine, and he went through a long list of everything but that. Clearly, he's at a university where he thinks if he utters that word, that somehow it's going to get him in trouble. Unequivocally, the science is clear on hydroxychloroquine. It works. There's hundreds of thousands of data points on this, and the fact that even a guy like him, who speaks so eloquently to you about everything else, was reluctant to say anything about that. Here's the thing about Candace and Donald Trump. You have it right. This should be by choice, and the only people who should be taking that medicine, I don't call it a vaccine, because Moderna and Pfizer are experimental gene therapies. They are not vaccines. The only people who should be taking that, those medicines, are people with comorbidities and senior citizens with a high risk of dying, and they do it at their own choice of hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, zinc, vitamin D, and these two new pills that are coming out from Pfizer and Merck, I find laughable, because if you read the studies on them, they are basically going to be far more expensive and they're not as efficacious or safe as hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin.
I'm Lance Pryor, and this is USA Radio News.